All right, so the recording's going, so welcome everybody. The first order of business is this antitrust policy notice. So Scott, I know you are new on the call. The other folks have seen this way too many times. But basically the Linux Foundation asks that we make sure we are in compliance with antitrust laws of the United States and other governments as well. So if you agree to that, do your best to uphold to that, you are more than welcome to stay and encouraged to stay.
Okay, great.
All right, so I can stop the share. So we usually do quick introductions. So I'm Mark Wagner. I work at Red Hat. I'm the chair of this committee. And Harish, why don't you go? We can't hear you, Harish. All right, we'll keep going alphabetically while Harish comes back. Imre, you want to go?
Hi, guys. I'm Imre from Imre Kocsis from the Budapest University of Technology and Economics. I participate here regularly, and For the last one and a half months, I basically fell off the face of the earth. Sorry for that, but I had to finish up my PhD and submit it for the Departmental Internal Defense. So I try to get my gears back, and I look forward to the stuff I could only follow on the mailing list.
Well, welcome back. Mr. Simpson.
Hi, folks. Mark Simpson from Quorum Group, ex-RBS. Been doing sort of performance tuning things for about a couple of years, I guess. And I'm about to do another one in a month or so on Corda, hence hanging around this group and taking interest. That's me.
Scott, how about you?
Yeah, I'm Scott Gumini. I am working for SyncSort, but I just recently transitioned from IBM. I was an architect in the IBM supply chain organization, focusing on multi-data center active software. And so SyncSort has picked up development of that work. So now I work for SyncSort, and I'm excited to help out wherever you guys need me.
Awesome. Welcome. Vipin.
Vipin Bharathan, currently DLT.nyc, have been involved in Hyperledger for a while, chair of the Identity Working Group, participant in architecture, performance and scale, and other technical working groups, and also just proposed a financial markets SIG, which is a special interest group, a different type of group here. And I guess it was partly prompted by my activities in the performance and scale working group because of our interaction with Stack. So I will be sending out on the performance and scale working group mailing list the latest proposal document for the financial markets working group. And I know that, for example, Mark has worked in RBS. Several others have worked in other financial market groups. So with that, I'll stop my, I'll then talk, I guess, Mark Wagner about the mapping of the taxonomy of the benchmarks that we have into a blockchain based benchmark system. So I'll do that later when Mark allows me to, but I'll have to leave at 9:30. because I'm going to the trade finance also to do the same thing, which is to promote the financial markets working group. I mean, SIG, sorry. So with that, I conclude.
Well, thank you. And we've had Stephen join as well. Stephen, you want to give a quick intro?
Hey, Mark. So, Vipin talking there. CEO and founder of Certified True, and we're working on applications. We have our own blockchain built on Sawtooth for the legal, insurance, and real estate industries. And so we're working on a number of different applications which can better scale the transaction throughput. So
well, welcome back.
Thank you much.
So if folks don't mind, we can switch up the agenda a little bit. We usually allow space for other topics, and I had that at the end, but I think Vipin had sent out some email to the list last night. Harish had sent a private email to Vipin and I on ITU, and Harish, I don't know if you want to go over some of that this morning. And the other thing is the quarterly update is due to the TSC. So I will write that up this afternoon and send it out to the list, as well as send it to the TSC. But if people will get a chance to review that, I have to present it on Thursday. So we can modify it on the fly as we go.
Hey, Mark?
Yes.
Even again, as actually I asked last time, but perhaps I had missed getting on the list to get that output.
Yeah, you have to register.
You're pretty sure I did, but maybe not the right way.
Okay, why don't we let Vipin's got to leave early, so why don't
we'll
get you through that at the end of the meeting, if that's okay.
Perfect.
So Vipin, you're in the biggest time crunch here. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll be short. Financial markets, SIG, the proposal is out there. I'll post it again on the Performance and Scale Working Group, Rocket Chat, and also the mailing list and any other place that I can think of. And I would love for you guys to participate, at least put your name in there, because they have told me suddenly that you need 15 people to sign up by themselves before we can start a SIG. I know that in many of the working groups, the active components, active number of people are in the range of 8 to 10, and sometimes even lower. Anyway, be that as it may, these are the new requirements, so I need some signups. The second thing is about the taxonomy stuff. I unfortunately did not read Harish's response about the mapping of the external standards organizations, which are mostly on domain-specific aspects or on a database. You can call that a functional domain database specific aspects. So the question arose last time about whether we, Performance and Scale Working Group, should propose functional domain specific benchmarks. Does it make sense? How does the whole thing tie together? And so on. So I just said, okay, let me volunteer so that I can look at these benchmarks from other groups and map it to our working group. So I had looked at several, and essentially it's split between, you know, if you take the genesis of a transaction, it's split between the customer-facing aspects, which are, you know, submission or even analysis before you do the submission. That's one domain. The other is, how does it get diffused into the data, into the system, which means some kind of a network performance, not only network, but all the things that are connected with the network, including recovery, including, you know, what if one of the validators loses its place, how do you get that? And how does it get to the consensus, and so on and so forth. The third aspect was, how soon does it get confirmed and stored in a durable data store? So data store aspects, consensus aspects figure there. Then another one would be a place where you would do data integration, which means taking data from the outside, from oracles and so on, in order to create the transaction, or to create value for a business, either because they are used in the smart contracts before the transaction is made durable, or else otherwise. And then the third, then the last one is what is called data intelligence, which is basically querying and trying to make sense of what is already durable in terms of range queries, filters, aggregations, any kind of database-like operations. So in going through this exercise, I realized that some of these are difficult boundaries. And I would say that I had proposed this more of a straw man thing rather than anything else. So feel free to beat on it, and let's discuss it and converge on it. Maybe not just in this particular meeting, but later, perhaps. So that's the gist of what I proposed.
Cool, thank you. And yeah, we don't have to devote this meeting to that. I think there's a couple things converging here, and appreciate everyone's hard work. And we'll, hopefully come out with a bunch of stuff to keep us going forward. But do people have comments on this? I've shared the screen for people who may not be on the mailing list yet. And yeah. Go ahead. Before we do that, Harish, or do you want to share the same mail you sent Vipin and I to the Performance and Scale Working Group, or do you want me to do that, or would you prefer not?
You can. No, it's okay. It's okay to do it on this. Yeah.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks.
So you have done it. Is great. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Mark.
Hi. So,
whoever, go ahead.
So, okay, yeah. So I'll go ahead. Just a second. I'm searching for my emails now. Yeah, so I was going through the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, has been hosting working groups for the distributed ledger technology for the last 2 years or so. And there's a lot of activity going on, and I had been on their mailer list, but I had never been able to really follow what is going on as well. So I was going through their, frankly, I got a chance yesterday to go through their mailer list. So they have 5 working groups going on. And maybe Mark, I can share it?
Sure.
Yeah, let me, I've never done
or
this.
I have them open, so. Well, depending on what you want, I have
the open. Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, just please go ahead.
Which one did you want first?
Just the email first.
Well, there's the ITU focused distributed ledger technology. All right, let me share that one. Come on.
Yeah, I just emailed you in person rather than sharing on the group, because all that information is behind a registration wall. And I'm not sure if I can share it in a public domain like our Hyperledger mailing list. So I wasn't sure what to do.
Well, I did it, so you're off the hook. All right. So I have the ITU focused one up now.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Yeah, great. So I have the group registration, the web page here, and then the way to register, which is kind of tricky. It took me a while when I had done that. But all of their documents are in a SharePoint directory. So these are the five working groups that you can see here in the screen shared by Mark. So the first one is the blockchain ecosystems, like just to get the terminologies and the concepts right. The second one is a big group, which is focusing on applications and services in blockchain, like the ones that benefit specifically from having a distributed ledger. So in this group, of course, they cover like everything from finances to supply chain to every application you can think of. The third one is the technology framework, which is headed by Victor, who used to participate with us many months back actively.
Yeah, and he's so the head of the Caliper project as well.
Yeah, yeah. So he, this group is leading the architectural aspects. So the participants in this group are like summarizing all the blockchain platforms and all the variants of it that are coming around and how they would possibly interoperate. And the fourth one is the policy framework, which I didn't get a chance to look at it. My goal here was to see if there is any work that has already been done in supply chain. Like how have they summarized all the supply chain activities that are going on in the DLT space. So what I see is, maybe Mark, you can go to the email and open the attachment.
There were three attachments. Which was the next one you wanted? The big report or the?
Yeah, the big report, I think. Oh, I have three. Okay, yeah, sorry.
The master document, I think, right?
Yeah, master document. So this group seems to meet once in a month on the phone and once in 3 months, once in a quarter or so in person. So, and there are like various participants, and Susanna, I think, tends to sort of, so all of the participants tend to sort of divide the use cases of various applications that they are proposing, and then Susanna tends to, you know, accumulate all of them into a single big document. So this is the current version of the document, maybe a few weeks old or so. So this is like a huge document. I think it's around 70 pages or so going through.
I'm sorry, Harish. Are you really sure that you can share this?
No, that's why I emailed them in person. I'm not sure, yeah.
Okay, but this
is
not
recorded. I don't want to put it in the public. Okay.
Just because Andras made me to register for the same group, I haven't had the chance to look into the Word documents, but I even had to have a manual step done by the ITU representative at our university, so I'm not convinced that this should be on the screen right now.
Okay.
First of all, is it a paid membership?
No, it's not.
Yes and no. For university, it's free. It's free.
Okay.
But for industry members, it's not the same as with ISO. And based on the ISO policies, if we go from the ISO policies, then this shall not be shared with the outside world until final publication. I may not be right. You should be careful with this, I think. This may be free for access, but may not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I didn't see the connection between ISO and ITU though. So I'm not sure. The ISO one, of course, I would have never bothered to even look at it for sharing. But anyways, yeah, maybe we can close this. But yeah, there are a couple of use cases that I saw in supply chain, maybe 8 to 10 of them in this document. So maybe I'm just going through them right now and see, you know, what all, how I can summarize them. There are like very detailed use cases of the specific applications or the sort of the products that are being proposed in the industry. So I'm not sure if we'll get all the information that we are looking for from our working group's perspective, like very sort of minute detail at a transaction level, like how do you define a sample of transaction in a blockchain. But let's see. I'm not sure how to go about it. But if there are any other participants who are interested in working together, maybe we can divide the workload.
Yeah, I'll see if what I can do if Red Hat's a member. I'm guessing we are.
Yeah. By the way, last time we had a discussion about this, which was that an organization like ITU or somebody else, the number of participants is huge, and it's, you know, part of somebody's job to do it. Second is, whether we do have the bandwidth to deal with this kind of explosion of use cases. Mm-hmm. Third was that was why Mark said, let us quickly drill down, Mark Simpson, quickly drill down into the provenance use case and just take very simple approach so that it is tractable, meaning we can do something about it in a short period of time. When I say short, I mean next 6 months. Okay. So if you start looking into this huge domain of, this huge standards body, we might get lost. That's my only concern. The second thing that we said was that we would try to map the benchmarks onto our different parts of the blockchain, since such a taxonomy does not exist today, meaning that was my work that I did. So these are the two things that we discussed last time. One was, we've got what? How many participants? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people online right now. We are not set up to deal with 10 supply chain use cases.
Right, but I think it's important to understand where they are and where they're going, and if there's some place we could, work with them. For an exploratory thing, it's good, and I'll tie a rope around my waist and to my desk so I don't go too far deep, and you can pull me back if you want. Just cut the rope and let me go.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. I really appreciate this. I think it's a very good thing. But we have to keep in mind our limitations as we go into this work. As I said before, we have two parts. One is a mind expansion phase, and then a mind contraction phase. So that means we broaden our spectrum. We look at everything, but then we quickly converge onto some part which we can provide value in. And that was what I was saying. And Harish, I think, I don't mean to sound like negative about this. I'm just saying that we have to keep that in the back of our minds.
Yeah, this was just an exploratory exercise. I just at least wanted to see what is going on over there. But I would agree with you, actually, because within these use cases, I didn't review all of them. But a provenance, of course, tends to stand out even from our other discussions. And I also came across some other publications, like, literature, research publications in this area. So maybe I think that's a great idea. We can just focus on that for now and just start, like, dig deeper into it rather than trying to understand this landscape, which is opening by the day. Every day you come up with a new application. So I agree with you on that, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Simpson, you were starting to say something a while ago and I cut you off to ask Karish a question.
Now I'm trying to remember what I was going to say, but I guess as a general comment on there, I think it's good that Harish is looking at all these things. I think my thinking is, and you know, it's going down to Vipin's note as well. I think there is what Vipin's pulled out is some generic things in the performance space that could well meet some of those use cases. So at some point, there's a lovely exercise to look at the use cases out there and map them to what their performance behavior is. So, and I think we can, you know, you approach that kind of like the long game. Those use cases are out there. And as we look at different things, like, you know, we've done the simple stuff. We thought we'd look at the provenance use case. That particular performance or provenance might match a number of the wider use cases out there. So I think it's, then we've got both approaches, aren't we? We can slowly cover the basis. So we've looked at these particular patterns. Because I think what will come out of the woodwork, there'll be a number of performance patterns with blockchain that is different from other technology. And that feels like me what we want to pull out of this, really. So using the provenance one is one thing, and that influences a, you know, certainly provenance supply chains, but I guess there will be other patterns, you know, oracles and that kind of thing. So it's all good stuff, basically, is the management summary of that. But yeah, I think if we can pull out the generic patterns of those use cases, look at them's performance, I think we'd be working on something quite good.
All right, cool. Other people have any comments at this point?
I have to leave. Sorry, guys. I'll listen to the recording later.
Okay. So we can't talk about
it. Yeah, this is Scott. I have to drop as well.
All right. Well, take care. Thanks for joining, and talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
The rest of us, do we want to keep going or do we want to wait?
Is there anything else you had on your agenda, Mark, or did we want to discuss these things sort of outside?
Well, we haven't really gotten to my agenda yet. We wanted to talk about Stack. I need to touch base with Stack. I'm assuming we still want to go forward with that if in an exploratory phase.
I don't see why not. There's a lot of intellectual capability there, isn't there, that is going to be useful. So it's worth exploring, I think, my view, obviously.
Right. So we'll do that. Is there anything, well, we have both you and Imre on the line. Is there anything we want to do with respect to Emerald? Is that up and going?
The library's out there and open sourced, and it's sitting there waiting for somebody to tinker with it.
Okay.
Okay. Look, Mark, if you can specify tinkering a bit more clearly, then I may have a few students for that.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so the course is starting again. I have, yesterday I checked, 100 students. I can offer to say 15-20% of them a more exciting homework than what the others get. And if you can come up with specific tasks, then I can offer those or some of those as a homework plus option.
Yeah, that sounds great. I can do that. I can write a little spec. It's basically sort of genericization, and then looking at, I think there's two things there. One is sort of making it generic. The other is seeing how that can fit into Caliper. I think those are the two things in summary. I could write those out in more detail if you like, using that as a starting point.
Mm-hmm, that would be nice. Okay, so basically that's it. And I began to think about those more interesting homeworks, but this can incorporate tinkering with Emerald.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's nice.
Definitely. I'll give it a more elaborate and glamorous title, but that's what no,
I'm not looking for glamorous. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no.
These are computer engineering students.
Yeah.
Just a bit more specific.
No, you can tell them it's glamorous. It is. Honestly, it is glamorous.
Oh, is it?
Oh, absolutely.
Fame and fortune awaits them.
Yeah. Fame, fortune, eternal glory, all those things. Will,
all those nice
those
things.
Who enter the Emerald Cave, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Now, do we want to track that through this working group, or do you guys just want to handle that privately? I'm happy to go either way.
I guess that's through the lab. I don't know quite how that works. It's probably worth us giving a periodic update, but it won't be the top of agenda item. It'll probably be about number five, and then you know if we don't get to number five, then whatever. But if we can keep track of that because I guess it's a concrete sort of case, and it might inform other things that we do afterwards, so it might well be useful. And if not, you can tell us to go away politely.
No, I'm happy to do it here. I just don't, you know, want you guys to feel that you need to give an update every week if there isn't one. So if either of you feel that you want to make sure we cover it, you know, drop me an email or just respond to the agenda and say, hey, we got some Emerald stuff to talk about.
So yeah, that sounds good.
I'll keep it at the back end of the agenda, but if it needs to be brought forward, we can do that.
Cool.
So another thing for under the new business category is Hyperledger does the internships for students over the summer. Actually, I don't know if you need to be a student, but the internships right now there's a call for proposals for what this intern should do. So there's a possibility to do something from this group if we want, and we'd need one or two mentors to mentor them. I'm happy to be one of them. If there's specific projects or if we want something done specifically with Emerald outside of the academic kind of thing, we can do that. But it would also, you know, for people who may know students out there, when they open the applications, it might, you know, send some students that way if you think there are some that might be good at it.
No.
Get them some summer jobs.
Oh, that sounds good as well. Well, I say if I pull together a bunch of tasks and things that need doing and then share them out to the group and to you, Imrie, then we can see, then that might well, it might well turn into a, you know, a perfect swarm storm of doing stuff and, yeah, then and I'm happy to give students a bit of mentoring if need be.
Oh, nice. Okay. I will be advertising this. And Mark, I think you sent a mail about this and I did not reply. Apologies, but I will definitely advertise this to the students this Thursday, I think, when we begin with the course. And we are also thinking about proposing topics. But for that, I need two of my colleagues and my professor to be actually physically here.
Yeah, cool. Not a problem. I figured you were on break or whatever still, and
no.
I just wanted to get it out there.
My damn PhD. I'm really putting the finishing touches on it, and I want to forget this stuff.
It's tough to keep up with Harish, isn't it?
Oh well.
So I've gotten a bunch of emails and a lot of them are private responses to the supply chain email I sent out to the general Hyperledger community. So there's a lot of people that are willing to help us with supply chain and provide some additional expertise. So I will follow up on that email this week to people, so and let them know we're working on trying to narrow down to specific use case, you know, specific genres, whatever we want to call them, inside of supply chain, as it's so wide. And thank them all.
Mark, when we
begin to get some of these? Because obviously we have a lot of different use cases that are not going to be supply chain. I did notice as I was reading through the ITU's template for submitting different use cases. I would say also, we've looked at a number of them that PwC had kind of come up with, and then, you know, we were looking at refining in the insurance space particularly. But yeah, just figuring out how we want to submit those and or, by the way, I got cut off, blue screened of death earlier. So my team would tell me that's because I'm using a PC instead of a Mac. But anyway.
You're just not running Linux on your PC. That's the problem.
Well, there you go. Then I could spend all my time tuning it. So it would be great. How we can put those in, or, you know, what to work with these different use cases, or we can, you know, I've got a good number of them that are already kind of batched out. You know, maybe something to take a look at least people can see that we're willing to share, because they're, you know, a number of them are from PwC's public material, or at least derived from that. So, you know, we've been happy enough to share that about, and they're reasonably extensive.
That would be great. Yeah. I mean, part of this is just getting us bootstrapped enough that we can, you know, go forward. I think the typical population on the call didn't have really any supply chain expertise. And so we can, you know, sit here and try to be a committee and guess what we think is important. But if it doesn't match reality, we're just wasting time. So any input you could give us would be great.
I will say, as someone who met, I met with yesterday, as we're on our funding push right now. But we're also, you know, in the business of gathering up our consortium, in the legal insurance and real estate community. I met with the chairman of an insurance company, group, whatever. They're mid-sized, and they're inputting it, and they're raising new, they're putting together, I don't know, $20, $50 million worth of funding to the fund InsurTech. And DLT is one of the priorities in how to be able to move their business forward. Also discussing something similar with one of the largest insurers, health insurance companies in the U.S. And so I would say at least that they are looking at trying to narrow down their use cases, but they have a number of different possibilities. They're just kind of trying to figure out platform. I would also say, for example, one very prominent group in the insurance industry, hosted by Accord and the Risk Block Alliance, which you guys may be familiar with, but started out with Hyperledger Fabric last year with B3i, trying to take that, but then had to switch over to R3 Corda. So I think there's and I think mostly just because they didn't have the application right. But that's what I say, there's a large growing set of use cases within, I'll say, just the insurance industry alone. We're also working on a very specific use case for the e-discovery legal software that is quite possible, and one of our advisors is a industry expert in that, and we're we're scheduled at least to be speaking with probably, I guess, the top two or three companies for e-discovery. So I would just caution that there are a lot of use cases bubbling up that aren't supply chain. But I would say that supply chain took some of the early mind share. Number one, of course, because I think, you know, well, certainly for Cargill in Sawtooth, candidly, you know, that they're backing it, and you know, there, it's pretty clear where their interests lie in that, at least. And also because initially, while there was so much talk of cryptocurrencies and other things like that, you know, looking around for, okay, what's a clear use case that I can, you know, I can actually implement today, and the supply chain is one where, oh, obvious lend for a clear chain of custody and provenance. So whether it's art or a box of oranges or whatever, right? So I would just caution that, you know, there's a lot of different use cases going in different group, I'll say different industry buckets. And there's still some thrashing around on that. But I would say the big four and others are beginning to have done a lot of work, starting to suss some of that stuff out, and actually try to document that, which can be helpful for everybody coming along and as they try to start gathering some standards around that. So just some helpful info perhaps that kind of might bring to light at least some of what we're seeing, you know, as practitioners.
So are we too early? Is that a takeaway I should get out of this?
Mark, I'm back.
I noticed. Welcome back. You missed us.
No, I didn't miss Stephen's
soliloquy.
Yes. I'm used to Hamlet, so it's okay.
There you go.
Oh, you're good. In terms of that, we are not saying that we won't look at all these, but like Mark Simpson said earlier, we are trying to see if looking at provenance would help us also look at other industries. For example, you mentioned insurance. Provenance is a very important part of the insurance industry, especially like registration of property ownership, any kind of tracking of proper treatment of the asset, which is basically the collateral that is used to back any insurance, collateralized insurance like a car or something else. So there is a lot of application of provenance in the insurance industry too, which is what Mark Simpson was saying, and I think that's what you have to take away from this too, Stephen, because the fact that we are saying supply chain does not mean we are looking at just supply chain. We're looking at provenance, and provenance can be mapped to different industries.
Sure. No, I don't disagree with that, and I understand that a lot of things are going to be cross applications. As an example, I think, you know, our first in Sawtooth, we're building into it our first transaction processor. Really, something fairly as simple as just getting hash, recording it, and getting your receipt. I mean, you know, conceptually, right? And so there are a number of applications who simply need to record their hash, or a hash of their file on the blockchain, and be able to use that as a key reference for other transactions, documents, etc. But that's what it needs to do in their own back end or document application. So, you know, we understand that, for example, that actually has use cases that actually span the legal and insurance and real estate, all of which can actually, you know, that's a very simplistic function, you know, comparatively to more complex smart contracts. But, you know, kind of a component of that. And then we were looking at, all right, well, how can we benchmark that? Because, you know, we're looking at metering, you know, and how to make sure we can figure out who pays for what in this. And so, you know, looking at, well, that particular function alone, you know, how can we benchmark that? And we can, you know, because that's a pretty clear mark. But no, I was just saying that it just before, and Mark, I know you don't have this idea, but, you know, the idea that, okay, well, you know, most of the use cases out there that are well-defined are supply chain. And I understand, too, maybe we go and we can look at those because they are defined. We may have the resources or interested people willing to help out on those, and from which, though, you know, perhaps – because we're a small group, we can't do everything. I barely have enough time to do anything. and so it's, but I would just caution so that, you know, we don't, with the idea that maybe, okay, we can focus on this now, and then we can use that to extrapolate and open up later to other use cases. You know, we can have a backlog as we're working through. I mean, from what, you know, Vipin put in earlier is that, you know, right now we're kind of looking at everything, kind of a wide capture, but eventually we need to, you know, focus down on, okay, well, what do we have the most interest in that we can do right now? Because you can't do everything. And so just was kind of putting out there that I can help with some use cases in other areas that are not supply chain. And, you know, whether you guys, or as a group, we decide to look at those or look at them later might be of interest.
Mute button, sorry. Yeah, thanks. That would be great. What other people think? Anybody? Okay. Well, we're almost to the top of the hour. What else do we want to cover today? Anything?
I think we've got plenty of homework today, haven't we? We've got plenty to think about.
The professor's back. We have homework.
Yeah. And thanks, Stephen, for bringing all those things together as well. So I think that's really useful to think through this. Like I say, it is early stages, but there are some things people will start to. Hopefully, the idea of this group is that we'll get ahead of the curve. So someone says, "Oh yeah, we've got this provenance system, but we have no idea how to performance test it or what the implications are." Hopefully, if we get some inkling of that and we're slightly ahead of the curve, I think that'd be a good achievement in itself.
All right. Well, why don't I give you guys a couple minutes back? And thanks, everybody, for all the hard work you've been doing. And I'll try to start getting some hard work done on my own as well. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye.